Hey guys, welcome back to Journey Footballers Podcast. This is episode 23, and today we're going to be talking about how you can gain and maintain confidence in yourself.
Yeah, and most important thing when it comes to confidence, we believe, is like training and preparation. So we say like training plus preparation equals confidence. So personally, we've become extremely confident individuals, not only in our footballing aspects, but in all other aspects as well. And that is due to, you know, our hard work when no one's watching, and our preparation and, you know, just kind of our overall mindset.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say me and Dan train more than the average soccer player. Although I'm sure there's someone out there working harder than us. That's what keeps pushing us every single day to train harder and harder. But if you keep training as hard as you possibly can day in, day out, you will see results and you will gain confidence in yourself. And that is, it's not an easy thing to do. It sounds easy, like train, show yourself that you can play, but it's actually a very hard thing to gain trust in yourself and your abilities. So it just takes a lot of time, hard work, effort to have that relationship with your kind of like second mind, I guess you could say.
It's a long process. It won't come easy. And we like to think of confidence as something that you can train as well. Just say as training like your first touch or your shot, you can train your confidence. And there's a few ways to do that. But we say that first and foremost, most importantly, the one that has the biggest effect is your training. Because like I said, me and Joe have just trained just certain aspects of our game, and now we can perfectly execute it in the game. And now we know after doing it in the game that we can replicate it. So now we're confident that we can do it over and over again. And that's what, once you do it once, then you can tell yourself, okay, I've done it before, so why can't I do it again?
Yeah, so the second biggest thing that we're going to talk about is positive self-talk. And I'm going to put this in simple terms for you. If you say to yourself in your mind over and over, I'm the best player, I know I'm confident in myself, I can do this. And then compared to if you say to yourself, I suck, I'm horrible, I'm never going to succeed in life, what do you think is going to help you more in the long term?
Yeah.
That positive or the negative. So if you just keep being positive yourself, even if like times are horrible, like you're injured or something, if you just say, I can do this, it's fine, I'll be okay, like don't rush things, I guarantee you can get through a lot more than if you were like, okay, I can't do this, blah blah blah.
Yeah, positive self-talk is one of the things that you can do to train your confidence. It's a skill, it's not something that people naturally have.
Confidence. You have to work hard to actually trust yourself to do these self-talks.
And for example, say in the game you make a mistake, just say, okay, right, I made a mistake, let's get the next one. All right, you want to have a short memory and just reinforce yourself, like before you step out on the pitch, be like, I've worked harder than everyone here, and I know I'm good and I can do this. And just always do that, even if you're in a bad run of form, just keep telling yourself that and you'll eventually get out of that. What's up, guys? Sorry we got interrupted by something, but we're back now. So on to the next thing, topic that you can use to train your confidence, is visualization. I know I personally do this. I don't know if Joe does this, but I try to do it before every game, about 20 minutes before I get to the field. Like I shut off, like I put my phone away, put my headphones away, whatever. And then, like, I just, like, close my eyes and, like, I try to envision very specifically just me doing really good things in the game, me dribbling a kid and then, you know, passing it off or just things that I would do in the game. You don't want to have it unrealistic. But say you play center mid like myself, I would just envision me getting the ball in the half space, turning, and then finding a pass. Just things like that. You want to do well in the game and make it very specific, because when it happens in real life and it happens while you're, you know, visualizing it subconsciously, your brain doesn't know the difference. So it's a really cool tool to use, and it has helped me, you know, just be confident in myself.
Yeah, me and Dan are two different, like, kind of people, I guess you could say. So, I'm, like, a really nervous kind of person, naturally. Like, I have a lot of anxiety, just naturally. So, I don't use visualization because, like, I feel like I'd psych myself out. So, before the game, I just try and stay as calm as possible. Like, joke around with my friends, kind of just do my own thing. And I feel like that helps me more. But I know a lot of people use it, and it's a great tool to have.
Yeah, for sure. And like we said before, maintaining your confidence, we'll move on to, like, maintaining instead of gaining.
Yeah.
So, okay, you have built up this pretty confident, attitude. You've trained it. You have confidence. Now, how do you maintain that? That's a whole different animal. And, you know, I became confident, I would say, I don't know when, but it was a while ago, and to this day, I am still confident in myself, and I attribute that to, telling myself, yes, I've done these things before, so why can't I do them again? Why can't I be confident and just, you know, have fun while I'm playing and enjoy it? Because when you're in that, like, flow, that's when you play your best, and you don't even feel like you're playing. It's a really cool, like, zone to be in.
Yeah, and I just wanted to touch on something real quick. So, if you're playing against, like, personally, you can tell when a player is confident when you're playing against them. Like, if they're just moving well, everything, that fears the opponent in a way. If you can tell that your opponent is, like, 100% confident in themselves, I guarantee you they're a very good player because, like, that's scaring you and don't even realize it. Yeah, great example. Virgil van Dijk.
Look at him.
Aguero. You never see that guy get nervous. Yeah. And defenders shake when they go against him because he's so calm and he's so confident in himself to do what his job is. And those guys do it at the highest level possible. But, like, even at, like, the lowest levels in America, like, rec levels, you can tell who the confident kids are, and they excel and keep excelling as long as they keep that confidence.
Yeah, and confidence is, like, I think a big factor in whether, you know, you make it to a certain level or not.
Definitely.
And I think that's a big difference. Confidence, along with other mental attributes, is a difference between, you know, a high-level pro and a lower-level pro. So if you can get your mind right and have confidence, think about how well, you are the same exact player, even when you're confident and when you're not confident. You have the same skill set, but the difference in the mental state when you're confident and when you're not confident and the way you play is miles different. So just think about it. Confidence is huge because you're at the top of your game when you're confident. However, when you're not confident, you're still the same exact player with the same exact skills, except you're not confident in yourself.
Yeah, and majority of the game is played above the neck. Yeah. It's a mind game for sure. And if your mind isn't ready for that, you're gonna lack and be out. How do you say it? Out-minded.
Yeah,
that's the best way I can describe it.
Outwitted.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about if you're maintaining your confidence, and then, boom, something happens, and you lose confidence to yourself. It's not the end of the world if this happens. You just have to have tunnel vision, and keep training hard. Don't get complacent. Don't say, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong, because you've gotten yourself to that point so far, so it's not your training. Then break down everything. Say what happened, why, maybe it was a bad game, and then that just had a trickle effect, another. So just get back on your horse, keep going, and I guarantee you'll find your confidence soon enough.
Yeah, and you don't, the negative thoughts will definitely roll in, but you want to do your best to, you know, try to disregard them and block them out, because again, your thoughts are subconscious, you can't really control them, but you don't want to let your thoughts control you, okay? So, you know, your thoughts can be negative, but if you don't let them control you, that'll be the key in maintaining positive and a confident attitude.
Yeah, definitely. So I hope this episode helped you guys. If you have any questions or any concerns, contact us on our Instagram at JourneyFootballers. We hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next one. We'll be right back.